Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And this is Free FM. And if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can go to MySpace. We have a brand new MySpace. It's myspace.com/Conway Show, and Gina Grad is in charge of that. myspace.com/Conway Show, and Gina takes care of all that stuff. So check in, become a friend of the show, and we'll meet for coffee sometime, you know, now that we're all friends. Yes, yes. All right, joining us, everybody, is Leo Quinones. Nice to see you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pink Floyd, one of the founders of Pink Floyd, passed away today,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, the keyboardist.
Yeah, it's too bad, man.
How does that happen?
I don't know. What did he die of? Cancer? Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're going to give a prize out here. We have. I saw something online. I won't tell you what paper it is because somebody will go check it out and look real quick and cheat. Cheaters. Cheating bastards. But I saw online the average family has blank amount of money in their savings. What is the blank? And first of all, Leo, guess what we're giving away?
Right now, if they guess it? Okay.
Yes, guess what we're giving away?
I've been here almost as long as you, Tim, and I know the gamut of the prizes. I'm going to say a box set of DVDs to see for The Godfather.
Incorrect. Yes.
Okay. How about 3 days and two nights at the Palms Casino in Vegas?
Ooh, that sounds great.
Or the gas card. I've heard those going out.
I think it's even better than that.
Okay. Tickets to Velvet Revolver, which is...
No. It's even better than that.
Come on.
It's a pair of tickets to see Chef Jamie Gwynn at the L.A. County Fair this Sunday. Yep.
No. My headphones were blinking out on me. Say it again.
It's a pair of tickets to see Chef Jamie Gwynn at the L.A. County Fair this Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m.
Doesn't matter.
That means you got to get up at like 7 to go see them.
And you got to get on that 10 freeway.
Yes.
Get off at Gary Avenue in Pomona.
And it's lacountyfair.com. The second prize is a pair of tickets to the L.A. County Fair, and you don't have to see Jamie Gwynn.
Tim, she's going to bring 360 kinds of cheeses.
All right.
I understand.
No, I'm just busting her over.
A live broadcast, I believe, right?
I like that chick. I mean, that chick can cook, man.
I'm a foodie, too. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot chick cooking hot meals. Mm-hmm. All right. The average savings that a family has in the United States of America. Jeff and Torrance, how much do you think the average family has?
$20,000.
It is lower than $20,000, my friend.
Hmm.
Marty in Glendale, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I said $5,000.
It is lower than $5,000.
What's the curriculum here, Tim? What are you saying about
the average savings a typical family in the United States has? And you know what? By the way, the typical family doesn't have an IRA. They don't have a 401k.
Okay.
And they don't have life insurance either. They're really being pinched. But the average savings, the average amount of money a family has in their savings.
Hmm.
It's lower than $5,000. Paul. Yes, sir. No, go ahead, Leo.
Isn't it scary to have all your money in a bank where somebody knows how much you have exactly? I mean, what about putting it in the mattress? Has that gone way the dodo, hiding what you have?
I think what's even more scary is the term going the way of the dodo. I think that... I think going the way of the dodo has gone the way of the dodo.
Okay.
I used that line with my wife the other day. I said, that's going the way of the dodo bird. She never heard that. She said, what the F did you say?
Okay. Is that a bad idea to put your money, all of it, where somebody can have direct access to it with a key punch on the computer?
Yeah, but how about if you have it in your mattress and Pop's smoking in the bed, and all of a sudden the mattress goes up, and there goes the life savings.
Boy, this American family is just going downhill with every description. Now it's Pop's smoking in the bed.
America sucks. We used to be such a great nation. I don't know what the hell happened to us, man.
Hey, Dad, what's that lump? Shut up, I'm smoking.
Engineers texting teenagers, killing everybody.
Oh, that's insane.
And then everyone's just like, yeah, bad vibes. Paul in Long Beach, 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing, man? I love the show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I say $1,200.
$1,200. It's higher than $1,200. Jeremy in La Mirada, you're on 97.1.
I would guess $1,500.
It is higher than $1,500, lower than $5,000. Art in San Bernardino.
I would say, Tim, that it's about 1,800.
It is higher than 1,800, lower than $5,000. Tony and Paramount, you're on 97.1.
Damn it, man.
Hey, man.
3,200.
It is higher than 3,200, lower than $5,000.
Hmm.
Vanessa and Burbank, you're on the air.
4,200.
How much?
45.
45. Lower than 45, higher than 35. David in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
45.
David. I'm going to give you another shot here, my brother. It is lower than 45. And more than 35.
$4,000.
No, thank you for calling. It is between $4,000 and $3,500. There's a big tip for you. Patrick in Bellflower, you're on the air. Patrick.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Hey, $3,800.
Patrick, you're exactly right, young man.
Ah.
Congratulations, dude.
Wait for this.
Yes. And now, you got a pair of tickets to go see Chef Jamie Gwen at the L.A. A pair of tickets to see Chef Jamie Gwen at the L.A. County Fair this Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. You really hung up? LACountyFair.com. All right, we got to take ourselves a small break, and then we'll come back. Leo Quinones here. Guy split, huh?
I don't think he's coming back.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Leo Quinones joins us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Taylor Swift, Cheryl the Cat, and hotels, and Pixie Girls, on the plans, on the replays. When the red hot girls keep on dancing through the night, the crazy is on you, the sights are on me. So what do you do? That's guaranteed. Hey, little girl, you want it all. The furs, the diamonds, the paint on the wall. Come on, come on, love me for the money. Come on, come on, listen to the money talk. Come on, come on, love me for the money. Come on, come on, listen to the money talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Leo Quinones is joining us. Nice to see you, Leo.
Yeah, good to be here, brother.
All right, here's the big article here. It comes out of the Washington Times, man. It says here that the average savings of a household is $3,800. $3,800. And the average household has no IRA, has no 401k plan, and they're two checks away from getting thrown out on their asses. Two checks away. That's got to be, I mean, can you imagine the pressure that is on you when you're two checks from hitting that street?
Gotta stay healthy. Gotta keep the nose of the grindstone. Gotta not miss a day of work. You know, and God forbid your kid needs a new car or you need a new car. Ugh.
Yeah, it's unbelievable here. every household earning, even households that earn less than $13,000 invest an average of 9% of their income in lottery tickets, boys.
No.
They're not putting it in savings. It's typically, even households earning less than $13,000. Folks, this is not the guy earning $13,000. This is not the wife earning $13,000. This is a combo. Mm-hmm. This is $6,500 each coming home. Oh. And $6,500 each, they're spending an average of 9% of that in lottery tickets.
I see it every day. Whenever I go into a 7-Eleven and I'm picking up something, I see somebody and they're getting a lottery ticket. Then I hone in on what they're buying.
Right.
Maybe it's a Bud Tall Boy. You know what I mean? It's absolutely frightening. You know what I mean? What are you doing?
I understand it, though. I really do. What? It's like when Corolla said, when you watch a woman in a bathrobe and slippers buy a lottery ticket, she doesn't have any more luck. Her luck has left the building. What is she doing? And even if she does win, you know, she's on oxygen. She's 65 years old in a bathrobe and slippers. What is the $40 million going to buy her? Another 3 months?
You want to hear a true story about the lottery and my sister? My sister, she doesn't process all the thoughts correct sometimes. And she just gets this big attitude. She goes, me? No. I do not want to win the lottery.
Wow.
Well, gee, why not? She goes, well, if I win, they're going to tax me.
Jesus Christ.
It's true. And you can imagine my stymied look. I was like,
yeah.
You didn't just effing just say that, did you? So let's say she gets 18.
Hope that logic doesn't run through the Quinones family.
$18 million, you're going to get taxed, and then your life's over.
Yeah, you might end up with $6 million. All right, let's get a feel here real quick. How much do you have in your savings? All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. Get an interesting feel for what's going on with this audience of ours at night here at KLSX. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, you want to start with Randy here. You want to reveal your savings or would you rather not?
I'd love to reveal my savings.
All right. What do you got in savings there, my brother?
As of Sunday, September 14th, I have $275 in my savings.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
How about 10 for a haircut? Possible?
Did you hit a scratcher?
I bought a scratcher the other day for the first time in months.
Oh, you did?
I'm getting to the point because I'm finally in a lot of credit card debt, and so the idea seems pretty good.
Wait a minute.
How much credit card debt you running?
I'm in $8,000 credit card debt now.
You're fine.
Doesn't that change everything? Let's say if you have credit card debt, you have to. Shouldn't you figure that into your savings? Because you may have $2,000 in savings, but you're down six, really.
Yeah. So you're minus like $7,800.
When I only had about $2,000 credit card debt, I was saving money trying to pay it off. But once you've got about $8,000.
You get into effort.
You get into effort because it's a drop in the bucket. Why not just spend more money?
Yeah. How much are you spending on weed a month?
I'm spending maybe about $200.
On weed?
Yeah, not a whole lot.
That's not bad at all. No. I thought you were up in like the $600-$700 range.
No.
How do you drive it up to $8,000? You splurge on some stuff?
No,
I've had about.
It's all fast food.
No, it's all the car.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
it's the car, and I had to pay $3,000 all in full for my car insurance this time. Ooh. And then I've had a bunch of car problems this year. I've had it taken a bunch of times. I had an accident. Good times.
Yeah, Washington. According to the Washington Times, the average family is saving $3,800 in savings. $3,800 in savings.
And how much in the college fund?
Zero. Yeah. Zero in college fund. No IRAs. No 401ks. So if you got yourself more than $3,800, you're doing better than the average family. Gino, you want to reveal here or you want to keep it a mystery?
Well, Leo just blew everything out of the water for me.
What'd I do?
I was actually up by my estimate, but when he said the whole debt thing, I'm way down. But hey, do you want to know when I'm liquid?
Yeah.
Tim. At this moment, I'm liquid like $2,000.
Are you kidding?
I swear to God.
Wow. Why aren't you in Vegas?
I know.
What are you doing sitting here on that pile?
I need to blow this pop stand ASAP.
And what do you owe in student loans and credit cards?
Combined?
Yeah.
$30,000.
It's not bad. You still own student loans?
Oh, big time.
How much in student loans?
Economic hardship, Tim.
How much is in student loans?
About 21.
$21,000?
Yeah.
Wow. We got to help you out with that.
People like to let those linger.
Well, you know, the thing is...
What's the percentage on? What are you paying the interest on that?
Oh, I who knows?
You don't know.
Because at this point, what are you going to do?
Can't you just stop paying it?
You're acting like I haven't stopped paying it. That's the thing. It's like, I'd like to, you know, it's like, I'll get back to them when I'm in a place where it's going to make sense for me to pay them, you know?
But didn't you take mime classes in college?
Yes.
Can't you mime a check to them? Can't you mime writing a
check?
Here's
what's going on.
I can't fax a mime sketch, Tim.
Like a big check?
A big foam core check.
I know what's going on with you, Gina.
What?
I know what's going on.
Uh-oh.
It's so empty to write a check to your student loan, for one, right?
Yeah, completely. It's so unsatisfying.
And you're justifying it by saying, I went through the trouble of getting an education.
Uh-huh.
I don't really think I should pay you.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I will pay you. You deserve your money back, but get in line.
Right.
Is all I'm saying.
And what do you pay a month on them?
Economic hardship, Tim.
I know, but what do they want every month?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know. When's the last time you paid your student loan?
I don't think I've started.
Jesus Christ.
Is that bad?
You know what? I gambled. I'm the same way as you are. I gambled. I owed the IRS money back in 1985. And between 85 and 94, I believe, I was on the IRS's S list.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was living underground. My checking account was closed at Wells Fargo.
You were off the grid?
I owed $128,000 at one point to the IRS. That's the first time I think I've actually revealed that number of the year. And I got a guy like Michael Rosbrook to, you know, to make a settlement for it. I think I settled for, but see, it wasn't like I owed the money. If you don't file your taxes, they file zero dependents, and they file, they make you pay the most amount.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and just refile your taxes, that number comes down significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was owed money a couple of years. So I got off for like $47,000 or something, and I had to pay the IRS $1,000 a month for 47 months. But I gambled, you know, that I could eventually, you know, make that kind of money. And I did. That was a major gamble in my life, which I don't recommend you doing. And then when you're off the IRS's S list,
mm-hmm.
then you have to be good for 5 years, or they come back to you and they want all the extra money that you didn't pay.
Mm-hmm.
Plus interest.
Whoa.
So you really, the IRS is really powerful. And that's why you got to call Michael Rosbrook. What's that number? 866 IRS problems?
That's it, Timmy.
Yeah. Call that guy and tell him you want to get out of that. The IRS can literally kill you. They can give you a heart attack.
Ugh, be a man.
Yes, be a man.
Hey, Timmy.
Yes.
What's that phone number again?
I don't have it in front of me here. I think it's 866. What is this?
You really should, though.
It's my tax resolution, Howard.
All right, tax
resolution. $128,000 in the red, Conway.
Yeah, 866 IRS problems.
Wow. I would be freaked out. I
wasn't that freaked out. The IRS came by my house one day, and these two agents knock on the door, and I was sitting there.
Could you take them in a fight?
No. I mean, these guys are big dudes. But I was sitting on my couch, and my feet were up on a cooler. I had no refrigerator. And I was watching TV, and my feet were in an ice chest.
Oh, my God.
And they knock on the door. I go, hey, come on in, boys. You want a cold one? And they're like, no, we're here to talk to you about the money you owe to the IRS. And I said, well, as you can see, I don't even have a refrigerator. And they said, do you have a car? And I said, yeah, it's downstairs. And they said, can we go see the car? And I said, you got it. So I go downstairs. I was driving a 1989 Mazda ashtray. It was an RX-7, but there's a lot of cigarette butts in it. And I start the car up for them, and the problem I had that with the car, the catalytic converter was broken, so it smoked up the entire garage.
Perfect.
And they could barely breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And they just walked out of there, and they walked away from me, and I didn't hear from the guys for like 2 years. They must have thought to themselves, is this really Tim Conway's kid, man? This guy is some loser.
Well, what were you doing in the middle of the day, Tim?
I was working at the time for a company in Burbank, but I was just hanging out.
You know, indoors with the cooler, first of all.
I didn't feel the pressure of being down $1.28.
Anybody who has a cooler that instead of a refrigerator and it's not a disaster like a flood or an earthquake, that's a problem.
Oh, I know. And you know, the guy who owns a local liquor store knew I was going to go out on a date when I got a bag of ice.
He knew I
might have a chick coming over when I got myself a bag of ice.
Beer's got to be cold.
Oh, such a loser.
These are true stories, people.
It's absolutely true.
That's what makes it so great.
It's so unbelievable.
Open the cooler, have a beer, you guys.
Yeah, you guys want a cold one?
Was this the same place with the inflatable furniture?
No, that was the next place I lived in.
No.
Yeah, I was in. I had an inflatable couch and inflatable chair. A friend of mine, said that I'm the only guy that can literally move from one apartment to another apartment on my Schwinn. But I was smoking one night, and I didn't fall asleep, but I was just watching TV, and I lit the cigarette.
Yeah.
I lit the cigarette down, and it popped my couch.
I'm telling you, man, there's white trash, and then there's
super
waste.
White trash.
I popped my air chair. My lit cigarette. you're like, damn, how do I fix it? How do I fix it?
I mean, I had to go. I remember patching it and then taking my couch down to Arco to have them blow it up.
You patched it?
Yeah, I patched it. But I had to patch it for, I got the patch at Leslie's pool store.
Did you bang a chick on your airbed?
No, I never got that lucky. Never got that lucky, dude.
Are you serious?
Nah, yeah. I remember at one point I was watching football. It was a hot, September afternoon. And I remember getting up to turn the station and the couch was stuck to my back. So I walk up to the TV to turn the station and the couch goes with me.
Oh, jeez.
It's a real loser move.
When you're smoking, is it tough to blow those things up?
Yeah, well, it's a big couch. I mean, hey, listen, this is a pullout. This is a sofa bed.
Oh, jeez.
No, it was a regular couch, but I remember popping it, and I remember having to take it down to Arco and asking the guy, hey, can I blow up my couch? And then I strapped it to the roof, and I took it home for about a block and a half.
Absolutely sitcom.
And I remember this also. I had a roommate at the time, right? And I'm like, 33 with a roommate. Everyone's like, eyeball me like, hey, you're into the stick.
If the blow-up furniture wasn't enough.
I have a blow-up furniture and a roommate. But I remember my roommate was into porno magazines. But he was into the ones where they come in a three-pack and you want the middle one. You know, the one on the outside is like, hot chicks. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, it's like, I don't know, student athletes. But the middle one, it's like black breastfeeding hermaphrodites.
It's
a real specialty magazine in the middle. So he had like hundreds of magazines. So he moved out one day.
Yeah.
And I was taking all his magazines to the dumpster and I was throwing them out. And I had like 35 magazines in my hands. And when one of them starts to slide,
sure,
they all go.
Yeah.
So they explode all over the place, right? And then these two chicks that live down the hall, one of them was walking by me, and I jump on this pile of magazines like it's a hand grenade. I'm on top of these magazines.
You're just making it worse.
And she walks by. And she says to me, she goes, by the way, you have two different shoes.